Friday, it's Jake and Kelly Brook here. This is London's Heart.
This is Global's Make Some Noise Day.
Today is Global's Make Some Noise Day, where we want to raise money for those hit hardest by coronavirus in our communities, like the family we're about to chat to. They live in London and before all this, had the support from the Enfield Carers Centre, who give support and advice to local carers.
Enfield Carers have adapted and still support many carers. However, their funds have gone down and they need money to carry on the great work they do. We'll let you know how you can help in moments. But first, let's chat to 10-year-old Antonia, who is a young carer to her five younger siblings, and her mum, Nikki, who has a terminal illness as well as diabetes and a hole in the heart.
And they're both joining us now on FaceTime.
Hi.
How are you both?
Good.
So tell us a little bit about your family then. How many of you are there?
There's six children in total.
Are you the eldest?
Yes, I am.
So Antonia, you are 10 years old, yes?
Yes, that is right.
And what would you say your main role in the family is?
Taking care of mum.
So you take care of mum, Nikki,
yeah.
And you also take care of your five younger siblings as well?
Yes.
Now, how tough is that on a day-to-day basis?
It is pretty tough, but being a carer, I just have to work through it.
So how do you squeeze that in with all your schooling and everything? Tell us about a typical day for you.
Well, it's just normally I take care of them in the morning. I take care of them at school. And then when I come home, I take care of them again. It's very rough during lockdown because obviously we're cooped up, so they've been running wild.
Now, Nikki, obviously Antonia, she seems oblivious to how amazing she is, that responsibility on her shoulders, and she's 10 years old. How do you feel about your incredible daughter?
Words can't describe. She's my heartbeat. She's my. Without her, I can't function. She's so in tune with my needs. She'll know when I'm having an asthma attack. She'll know if I'm about to faint. She'll know if it's just a case of I need a glass of water or if it's a case of I can't get out of bed.
So how have Enfield Carers supported you throughout this whole coronavirus pandemic?
They have provided us with food. They have provided us with
clothes,
activities for the children, made sure that I had someone to collect my medication when needed, someone to deliver me shopping. Carla and the girls are just amazing. We've been with them for about 3 years. I consider them all as sisters. There's nothing she hasn't done. She's made sure that we're not needing for anything, not wanting for anything. The first year that she actually came into our lives, that first Christmas, we couldn't afford anything, could we?
No.
And it was like a movie, wasn't it? The amount of Christmas presents, the amount of food that she made sure we had. My husband and myself were basically starving just so the children could eat. I didn't have an oven at the time because in our previous conversation we were living with rats and long story anyway. We didn't have an oven, so we couldn't have a turkey. So she made sure she got everything she could to supplement that.
Antonia, do you ever get upset? Do you ever feel like you're stressed? And I know that this is where Enfield Carers come in, because you can talk to them at any point. I know you can talk to mum, and I know mum's fantastic and she will always look after you, but do you feel that you need to sometimes speak to them because you're upset, the pressure's too much?
Definitely. Sometimes I just have to take a time out. It's quite a lot to cope with sometimes. So carers is just my home away from home, basically.
How would you feel if Enfield Carers didn't exist?
We'd be in dire straits. We wouldn't be here now before they got involved. If I was to deal with all of that on my own without Carla and Clarissa and Shelby and Gino helping us out through that, I wouldn't be here now. I can honestly say that. You literally do save lives.
Yeah, I agree. They should be recognised.
You've just heard what Antonia and Nikki have got to say. Look, please, pick up the phone now and give £10 by texting HEART10, that's HEART number 10 without a space, to 70766. Or if you'd like to donate £20, text HEART20.
100% of your donation goes to Global's Make Some Noise. Standard network charges may apply. If you're under 16, please ask the bill payer's permission first. And the T's and C's are at heart.co.uk.
Guys, thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
God bless you.
Take care.
Bye.
Global's Make Some Noise Day. Raising money to help those hardest hit by coronavirus in our communities.